Welcome to Your Business, Your Life with Matt DeFrancesco, your personal financial technician. Whether you've had years of success in your business or just starting out, Highlift Financial can help you create a vision for your business, life, and family, and align these for generational wealth. As they say, what happens in your life affects your business. And now, on to the show. So hello and welcome to Your Business, Your Life with your host, me, Matt DeFrancesco. And, you know, I just came out of my business planning conference about 2 weeks ago down in Fort Lauderdale. And I've mentioned this in previous podcasts, this idea about business planning and how we spend the whole first day just talking about our mindsets and getting our minds correct. And so I'm really excited today to have my guest, Kim Addis. She's the founder of Frame of Mind Coaching for Executives and also the Journal That Talks Back, which we are going to talk about today, which is an unlimited accessible coaching and journaling application for professionals. So Kim's recognized as a pioneer in the field of leadership coaching and thought mastery, and she uses her unique philosophy and her quirky coaching style. So I'm kind of interested to see how that works to help leaders identify their personal blind spots and shift their mindsets to yield extraordinary results. So she's an author, she's a speaker, she's an entrepreneur, she's a coach, she's a mom of five. I can relate to that. I'm a dad of four. But Kim's claim to fame is her powerful coaching process for leaders and executives and entrepreneurs worldwide. So Kim, welcome to Your Business, Your Life.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. And you know what? I was told that you are the guy to talk to in the collision world. So I'm excited to be having this conversation.
Oh, that's great. Well, we'll make that evaluation as we move forward. So
let's do it.
Anyway, but hey, so Kim, you know, in preparation for the podcast, you know, I was told you have 17 years of coaching experience, and I know you've got this variety of background. I just wanted to see if you could give the audience just a brief summary of what led you to where you are now.
Yeah, great question. So you could call me a serial entrepreneur. So this is my third business. The first one I ran, I was 20 years old and I used to blow balloons and decorate halls for people's weddings and engagement parties, et cetera. But the second business I built was more related to what I'm doing now. And I used to own a software company and we used to build simulation-based assessments. And the purpose of those assessments was to help companies make better hiring decisions. Okay. And we grew that company 10 years after we grew it. I ended up selling my shares and I got recruited by a coaching company locally. And I was very excited to go and work for them because their mission statement was to help people live extraordinary lives. And I thought to myself, that's for me, right? That's just such an exciting mission to be a part of.
Right.
But to be honest, I lasted, I think, 8.5, 9 months. Wow. And that happened for two reasons. Number one, I'm unemployable. You know, an entrepreneur has a very hard time working for other people. Yes. And so that happened. And then the second thing that happened was that I had an opportunity to observe how they coached. And I thought to myself, I think they're doing it wrong. I think there's a better way. I think there's a better model. Right. And specifically what they used to do was they would work with, you know, business professionals. They would help them create a plan, exactly mm-hmm. as you were talking about. And then they would break that plan down into manageable components and then hold them accountable for all the parts in the plan. And I thought to myself, people know how to make a plan. Why aren't they executing? What's actually getting in the way? Yep. And if I could get to that source, if I could help people really move those barriers out of the way, then I could be a very, very powerful and impactful coach.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so, yeah. So I decided to start my own coaching company.
Great.
And I started right off the bat by implementing some of the philosophical differences that I saw from the get-go.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because I tell people all the time being, you know, even being in financial services, I say, you know, the financial aspect is actually fairly simple. I mean, it's really just putting the pieces of the puzzle together and then executing, you know, making sure those pieces get executed. The hardest part is getting people to do what they need to do. And that gets into their mindset and their psychology. And so I always say I'm probably like 10% financial advisor and 90% psychologist. not that I hold a professional designation, but again, trying to get into people's minds. So I can relate to what you're talking about there.
Exactly. And so from the very beginning, I thought, wouldn't it be cool if I could see what people are thinking?
Yeah.
you know, the kind of the inside thoughts, the thoughts that they don't necessarily say out loud, or sometimes they do, but it's hard to catch it. And so I thought from the very beginning, what would it be like if I could read somebody's journal?
That would be interesting.
That would be interesting. So from the very beginning of my coaching experience, I created a methodology where my client would journal in an online journal and share it with me. And every time they journaled, I would read and respond to the journal by asking questions, by digging deeper, by challenging some of their beliefs, by understanding the storyline, by getting the whole picture. And so it was designed initially to help me become a more effective coach, but it ended up doing way more than that. Like, I was shocked at how super poignant the journaling process was, and how critical it became to really creating transformations for my clients. So, you know, there are so many different parts to this, but when you're journaling with your coach every single day, lots of things happen. Number one is you build a super intimate, strong relationship with your coach.
Right.
And that relationship enables travel to take place. Right. So if you don't trust your coach, you're not going anywhere.
Oh, right.
Right. Yeah. So that journaling component enabled or facilitated this extraordinary relationship. And then from a coach's standpoint, I got so much information that I wouldn't normally get just through a conversation.
Right.
That it really allowed me to see who this person was, what they were really struggling with, what their patterns of belief behaviors were, and the players in their lives, all of the things, all the stories they tell, you know,
right.
how stories work.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly.
So that journaling piece really created a magical experience for clients and for me, quite frankly, as a coach.
Right. And that makes complete sense, because I know a lot of people that have tried coaching and then fallen away from it because they didn't feel like they were getting anything out of it. And, you know, I always think back to the 12-step programs, especially like an AA, where, you know, I forget which steps they are, but like, I think step four is you have to admit your faults. And then the fifth step is then you've got to tell them to somebody with skin on. And there's something about that when you're talking to somebody that, you know, personally, first off, it takes an extreme amount of humility to do that. So I think that in itself opens yourself up. All right. But second, that person then can get a much more intimate sense of who you are and better be able to guide you. And I think so it benefits both on both ends. I'm kind of assuming that that's how this whole
that's exactly works. Right. That's exactly right. But, you know, if you're going to be willing to open up and get to that place of humility, you need someone on the other end who has the skill set, who has the ability to hold you safely.
Right.
Right. And so that combination is incredible when that happens. And that's what we've created.
I think that's just fascinating. So I want to just take a step backwards because I love this concept of frame of mind coaching. And when, you know, like we talked about earlier, how I see that even in my practice, how that works with my clients. How do you see creating a proper mindset is the foundation to a client's success?
Well, it's more than a foundation. I think it's not only, it's the foundation, it's the building, it's the roof, it's the whole thing.
Okay.
Right. So from my perspective, when we see clients struggle, you know, they often come and they assume that the struggle is for some outside reason. And what we do is we say, hey, like maybe, but let's look at the role you can play in this problem.
Yeah.
And more specifically, the role you play in finding the solution, because we don't have control over all the other things. We do have control over you. So let's, and what we find is there's like, let's call it a reorganizing of responsibility, right? And what we do with our clients is we give them responsibility, full responsibility, responsibility they're not used to having for the things they have control over.
Okay.
And we encourage them to let go of responsibility of all the things that they've been trying to control that are impossible to control.
Right.
And so what happens is, they walk away with a greater sense of peace, a greater sense of control, and a greater sense of not only optimism, but a greater sense of their ability to achieve what it is that they want to achieve.
I understand. Okay.
Right? So it's a very interesting process.
Right, right. So when you're working with a client, I'm assuming, especially in the early parts of this journaling and this feedback, is very important for them to understand and you help them to navigate that. What about on an ongoing basis? How does that how does all this work as they kind of move forward through the process?
Yeah. So what we do is we always start off with a 10-week coaching process.
Okay.
And the reason we only start off with 10 weeks is because our clients are, you know, type A's. They're the highly driven population who right. say, I don't want this to drag on forever. I want to get results fast. Come on, let's go. So what we do is we create a very intense, intimate, upfront experience where all they need to do is commit to those first 10 weeks. And these are our expectations in those 10 weeks. There's a call every week. We record every call. We ask our clients to listen to the recording because when they listen to the recording, they're listening to themselves.
Yeah.
And they start to get a greater sense of self-awareness, which is very, very critical.
Right.
And then the second part is they're journaling every day with their coach and their coach is reading and responding to their journals every single day, even on the weekends. Okay. So it's a very, very intense experience. After the 10 weeks are over, we slow it down. Right? It becomes a little easier to handle. And right. most clients continue in our maintenance program. So then they can choose what they want to do. They can have a call once every 2 weeks, or they could purchase what we call a 10 pack where they say, well, this month I need 4 calls. Next month I'm going on a vacation. So I'll see you the month after. Right. Okay. So it becomes a little more relaxed where mm-hmm. it's in a maintenance mode. Right. We never, ever, ever ask anybody to sign up for maintenance in advance.
Okay.
Right? Because what I don't want to do is trap anybody into coaching. We don't want to create a system of dependence on us. Mm-hmm. We want to create a relationship that makes sense for them.
Okay.
So we're here when they need us, but we don't expect them to need us 24/7, right? Like we don't expect them to need us forever and ever and ever until the end of time.
Right.
And so there's this relationship of complete respect where we say, we're here. And we know that after this intense period, you might need to wean off.
Right. That makes complete sense. I'm kind of, I guess the analogy I'm thinking of is maybe like when you go to a chiropractor or a massage therapist. So you go the first time and your body's all out of whack. All right. So they have you come in, they do the adjustments, but then they're usually like, okay, I need you to come back in next week. And then maybe it's once a week for a little bit,
exactly.
2 weeks.
Exactly.
Till your body, till like in this sense, your body, kind of adjust to it. And then you just need the regular maintenance on it. And I'm assuming you're doing the same thing with their mindset.
Exactly that. Exactly that.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. So I'm kind of interested in this journal that talks back. You've talked about how they journal and they read back. So this is a technology, correct?
So yes and no. So the journal that talks back is a service. So let me kind of take you back a little bit. So we work with the highly driven population. What does that mean? It could be entrepreneurs who run family owned businesses. Mm-hmm. It could be executives from large companies. It could be up and coming, you know, geniuses. It doesn't really matter. We're working with that, you know, that highly driven group of people.
Right.
A few years back, I started noticing a bit of a pattern, like maybe at the very beginning of COVID. And the pattern was twofold. Number one is that we noticed our clients were struggling to retain their younger workforce.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So there was this massive retention problem that was going on.
Right.
And things were happening like, you know, this person just stopped showing up to work. Or I thought everything was going well. And suddenly they tell me they're leaving and I have no idea what went wrong.
Mm.
Right. So there's this weird gap between what they think is happening and what is happening,
right.
and they don't know how to make sense of it.
Right.
Specifically with this younger workforce. The second thing we started to notice is that our clients, many of them were sharing that their kids were having a hard time. And
right.
by kids, I mean young adult kids.
Yes.
Right. So they were sharing that some of their kids were having a hard time with anxiety. I had one client who had a daughter who was in an Ivy League school who was so anxiety ridden that she was failing out because she couldn't take her tests or exams.
Mm-hmm.
I had another client who said, my son's on the couch all day long playing video games. How do I get him off the couch? I had another client, and this is my favorite. His daughter was like almost 18, not quite 18, but she was climbing out the window at night to meet up with boys, and he was losing his mind. Right?
So,
but we noticed that there was, again, this struggle between I'm the parent and I see my kid, you know, off the track. Right? Here's the track they should be on, and they're not on the track.
Yeah.
What do I do? And we noticed that, you know, they were struggling with anxiety, depression, stress, burnout, all the things. And we thought that it would be very cool for us to create a service, an accessible and affordable coaching service specifically for young adults that leverages our existing coaching framework and methodology. And we decided to call it the journal that talks back. So what happens is a young person between the ages of 18 and 35, let's say, is assigned to a coach, a real human being. This is not a bot. It's not AI. It's human beings.
Right.
And this person can journal as much as they want. And every time they journal, their coach will read and respond to their journal within a 24-hour time period.
Okay.
So it's fairly instant response. Right. Right. So it's for the person who says, I don't need a therapist, but I definitely need someone to talk to. There are so many decisions I need to make. There are so many things going on, relationship issues. I need to figure out how to move out of my house and become financially independent. I need to deal with this boss that's giving me a hard time. My colleague is competitive, whatever it is. Right.
Right.
So this is the place for that person.
Interesting. I'm kind of fascinated because these are a lot of the issues that I face, you know, again, especially with the collision shop business where, you know, the kids maybe kind of grow up within the business and all of a sudden it's like the parents are assuming they're going to naturally take it over. And there's a lot of stress and a lot of times I have to, when I'm sitting down, kind of working with the family to create a family vision, we find out either the kids don't have an interest in the business, or they feel completely ill-equipped because the parents, you know, and as a business owner, you kind of do your thing. And then, but we kind of think the kids understand this through osmosis.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden now they come into the business and I know you're part of it. Your business is a family business. I don't know if you've run
absolutely,
but it's
a very family business.
Right. Yeah. Right. So that dynamic, do you find that a lot in these kids that you're working with? Maybe they're talking about coming into the business, but either the stress and the anxiety is coming from, I don't know what to do. I can't do what mom and dad did.
Well, it's interesting, you know, from my perspective, I have my stepson who is my partner in the journal that talks back.
Right.
So he's my co-president and his background is in helping special needs youth and he's amazing. Like he's incredible in all the ways, but I'm, you know, substantially older than him and our approach is a little bit different.
Right.
Right. And so it's not that he doesn't know what to do. He totally knows what to do. And sometimes he tells us what to do and he's way smarter than we are.
Right.
Right. Right. But there are some things where he just lacks experience. Right. And so for us, it's that balance of bringing in the new, the fresh, the modern with coupled with that experience.
Right.
Here's the approach. Here's the messaging. Here's the conversation. Here's what we do when this thing doesn't go exactly as we thought it might go, et cetera. Right. Yeah. And so I think it's more of an experience thing from my perspective, as opposed to a talent thing or, he's incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Super talented. But sometimes, you know, that experience or the lack of experience shows up. But at the same time, honestly, he's teaching us so much about what's cool, what's hip. You know, we have this website. He created it. Called the journal that talks back.com. It's like the coolest, hippest website. I could have never created something like that.
Right. Right. Yeah. That's pretty, that's, and you're exactly right. I find a lot of times it seems to be either that the parents just kind of pass off things like you said, it's not that the kids aren't equipped. They just don't think they are. And there's other times where the parents are such control because it's kind of like, you know, the business is like their baby. It's something they birthed. And then they don't give the kids the freedom to be able to. And that's a lot of, you know, finding that balance can be very, very difficult.
You're right. It is like birthing another child. It's exactly that. But I also have to other kids who are involved in my business, mm-hmm. Who have been trained to coach for the younger market, for that younger generation. Oh, cool. And so we've put them through training, the right. rigor of training, just like any other coach.
Yes.
Right. And so for me, it's about offering them an opportunity to learn like everybody else. Here's the process where we train. Here's the right. You're not different just because you're one of our kids. You have to go through the rigor.
Yeah.
Right. Because our standards are very high. So we're not making any exceptions for you.
Yes. I completely understand. So as you know, as we're getting close, there is one question I did want to ask you because, you know, as a journaler myself, you know, I find it, that's the way I kind of work through a lot of my thoughts. And there's times when I have clients that will, they'll be going through these problems and I can see them doing these mental gymnastics and I'll tell them, let's just do a mind dump. Let's get, you know, a journal out and just start writing your thoughts to kind of just get it out on paper. But when I was talking with Kate, she mentioned you have a process that's called dump, dump, and then dump the dump. And I want you exactly. to explain that because I think that's just fascinating.
So what do? You're dumping, right? Like something's bothering you. Something right. happened. Something's on your mind. So you sit down with your journal, whether it's a paper and a pen or an online journal of any kind, and you do a dump. But then when you think you're done, you're not.
Right.
Right. Keep writing. So dump, dump. So it's a second dump, right? Like yeah. just like I always tell my clients, you know, when you think you're done your journal, go for another 5 minutes. Right. And sometimes the gold comes out in those extra 5 minutes.
Right.
Right. So dump, dump. And then at that point, you want to stop dumping. You want to dump the dump. Mm-hmm. Right. So what does that mean? At that point, you want to say, okay, it's time to turn myself around. And at that point, you want to ask yourself, so what would I rather have? Where am I going? What am I going to do with this? What are my options? What are my solutions? Where am I taking myself?
Right.
Because a journal is a tool to take you from where you are to somewhere new.
You're exactly right. And it's, again, I think, you know, it's this process of growth that I think we all need to go through. And, you know, and that's why I think that's just a fascinating thing where it's, again, I think too many times we get wrapped up, wrapped up in the problems. And I like the idea that, again, just kind of taking and let's dump the dumb. Let's get rid of this stuff. You know, I was talking about earlier, we're working on mindset with our coach. The first half of that day, we try to identify what our current mindset is. And then redefine it. And he'll basically tell us, okay, this the first half of the day, let's take out those pages and just rip them up because we want to create a new person. I mean, I'm assuming that's kind of the way that you're
we don't rip it up because there's information in there that yeah. is very, very important. That is repetitive and recurring.
Okay.
So we want to make sure we have that
yeah.
as a reference point. But the other thing is we want to say, okay, we're, you know, part of what we want to do with clients is say, okay, so you're facing in this direction. Mm. This direction is all the stuff that bothers you, the things that you don't like, the things that you don't want, the things that tear you up inside, the things that distract you, the things that slow you down. Okay, fine. We all have them. Great. Right. Now that we know that they're there and now that we see them, let's leverage that. Let's use that information to get clarity about where we would rather be. But then go that way.
I got you.
Right? Go that way. It's kind of like, I use this analogy. It's like being on a basketball court and someone throws you the ball, right? You right. get the ball, you have the ball in your hands. And so many times people take the ball and they start running. And then only when it's too late, they realize they're running towards the wrong net. So the idea right. is get the ball, figure out which direction you're going in, and then head towards the right net.
Yes.
Right? And so that's the idea. It's like, which net are you heading for? What's your goal? Where is it?
Right. Right. No, I can. Yeah, that makes complete sense. That makes complete sense. And I think, again, that's where people kind of get lost. So one last question I had for you, Kim, is, so are your sessions, we know you have the journal, the Talks Back, that's all online. Do you do in-person sessions too? And then how would those work? And then do you do a combination, I guess?
Yeah. Really, so the journal, the Talks Back, so there are two services, right? There's okay. Frame of Mind coaching for yes. leaders, executives, entrepreneurs, like higher end
right.
population. And then we have the journal that Talks Back, which is for young adults, young professionals. Mm-hmm. So the children of these people. Okay. So two okay. separate things. So with the journal that Talks Back, there are no sessions. It's only journaling with your coach.
Okay.
With Frame of Mind coaching, we have sessions on a weekly basis We don't do any in-person sessions. We don't even do any Zoom sessions.
That's
and I'll tell you why. We do everything on a conference line where I cannot see my client. Why? Why do I do that? How does that make sense, right? We have all this technology. Why don't we leverage the technology? It's because this, I have discovered that when you are seeing me, you're distracted. And when you are seeing me, you're not going to strip down as in the same way as you would if you don't see me.
Interesting.
And so I find that when we're on a phone call, there's a whole different level of authenticity, of exposure that takes place that allows coaching to go deeper, further, and faster.
Interesting.
That's why we do it that way.
Okay. Okay. So that's, yeah, that's fascinating. So all by phone or, and then if one of your, well, I'll just for lack of a better term, millennials want to do more of an in-person, well, not in-person, but one-on-one coaching, can they do that too?
Of course they can move into our frame of mind coaching.
Right. Okay. Okay. That just wanted to.
Yeah, for sure. We're covering everyone.
There you go. There you go. So sounds good. Well, Kim, so, you know, you've given us some great information and it's just, I think you just, your whole process is fascinating. How can the audience find you?
Yeah. Two ways. Go to frameofmindcoaching.com. Okay. If you're an executive or an entrepreneur and you're interested in finding out about our coaching services, or if you have a young adult in your life who is just going through life as they do, and you think that they can use some support, go to thejournalthattalksback.com.
Okay. And I guess they just register there and then.
Yeah. So exactly. Like they can set up an intake call and you're just talking to someone who will find out about you and you can learn more about the service. So that's completely complimentary. Doesn't cost anything. We call it an intake call and it gives you an opportunity to learn more about us.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And you're also an author too, correct?
I am an author. I wrote a book called What You Focus On Grows. And the reason I laugh is because one of my clients decided to give this book to their staff and have a book club. And I'm supposed to attend the book club meeting.
Oh, geez.
Yes. And I was like very excited about it. And I thought, what are they going to ask me?
Right. Yeah. So have you had it?
Not yet. Not yet. It's coming up in a week.
Okay. Okay. Well, keep us posted. That would be it. I'd be interested to see how that would work.
I will keep you posted for sure.
That sounds good. So Kim, do you have any final thoughts you want to leave for the audience?
My final thoughts are this, you know, very often when something's not going your way, when something's going wrong, when you're struggling with something, the first question you ask yourself is, what should I do differently?
Right.
And I would encourage you to ask a different first question. Mm-hmm. And the different first question is not what should you do differently, but the question you should ask is, how am I thinking about this that's causing me to feel struggle, stress,
right,
confusion?
Okay. Yes.
How am I thinking about this? And how can I think about this differently?
Right.
And so that would be my final piece of advice. And then, you know, a lot of times people say, well, you know, you're an encourager of journaling. What's a great journaling prompt that we should be working with? Uh-huh. And I will give you the journaling prompt. How's that?
Okay.
Okay. So grab a piece of paper and a pen. Two questions. Question number one, what do you really, really want more than anything? And why are there two reallys? Because I want you to think about what you truly deeply want, not what is expected of you, not what your spouse wants, not what your family wants, not what the neighbor wants, not what you think you should want, but what do you truly deeply want?
Right.
Second question is, so what's stopping you from having it?
Mm-hmm.
What's getting in the way, right? All the reasons. Yeah. And if you're really, really bold, send it to me.
There you go. Okay.
Send it to me.
All right.
And my email address is kim@frameofmindcoaching.com.
Great. That's all going to be in the show notes too, audience. So that
perfect.
So that you know. But I think those are great. Those are great questions because again, it is really comes down to what is really important to you. And I think we can get lost in the mire of just life and lose track of what is really, really important to us. And I think
exactly.
That's why so many people, you know, I think are frustrated and you see incidents of depression and anxiety just going up. So I think those are great, great questions. So, but anyway, so Kim, thank you very much for being on the program. I really enjoyed having you. Hopefully, you know, at some point we can get into a deeper discussion about all this.
Love to.
So, but the last thanks always goes to you, the audience. You know, thank you for listening to Your Business, Your Life with me, Matt DeFrancesco. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast, click on the subscribe button below. That way, when a new episode comes out, it'll download directly to your device. And it makes you to share, makes it easy to share with the people that you know that would benefit from the information that we have here. And also, if you're watching us on YouTube, please click the like. And however you're listening, if you like the content that we're giving, give us a 5-star review, because that helps us to move up the charts and to get more and more people to hear the great guests that we've been having on. So with that, I want to thank you for listening to Your Business, Your Life. Take care, have a great day, and God bless. Hey, I really want to thank you for listening to the Your Business, Your Life podcast. If you want to be notified when new episodes become available, click the subscribe button below.
The information covered and posted represents the views and opinions of the guest and does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of High Lift Financial. The content has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional investment, legal, or tax advice. Always seek the advice of your financial advisor or other qualified professional with any questions you may have regarding your business or personal planning. DeFrancesco Financial Concierge, LLC, DBA, High Lift Financial, is a registered investment advisor. Registration with the United States Securities and Exchange Commission or any state security authority does not imply a certain level of skill or training.